helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for August 12, 2011. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. All 6 years of Career Opportunities podcast are online, as well as all the columns reaching back almost 13 years. You can use the search engine on the website to find those columns most useful to you. Visit the website at douglasewelch.com/career. Today's show: opting out of social media is no longer an option. Many years ago, I could almost forgive people for not being as heavily into email as I was. Email was somewhat new, it was a bit technical to use. Sure, people who opted out using email made my life a little more difficult. They made it harder to coordinate group activities like parties, snacks for the little league team, and such. You always had to make sure you called certain people on the phone to make sure they were in the loop. Still, you knew that not everyone got email. These days are long gone, though. Today, someone who doesn't use email is akin to someone who doesn't know how to dial a telephone. Email is now a basic life skill, a basic tool in organizing our lives and coordinating and communicating with others. Does this sound familiar? It should. Social media, like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and more, is now no longer something you could ignore. Opting out of social media is no longer an option unless you wish to ignore one of the most important career and life-enhancing tools available today. Sure, you can get by without social media, but ignore it and you're making a decision to stop progressing in your career. If you don't engage in social media, you'll see your work peers and your family progressing far beyond you as they use these tools to enhance their lives. You won't be just standing in place. You won't be maintaining the status quo. You'll be falling behind at an ever-growing rate. Does this sound harsh? Yes, I agree that it sounds harsh and a bit unrealistic. Surely social media can't be that important. It's just a fad, right? It's important to remember that the train was just a fad. The telegraph was just a fad. The phonograph, the telephone, the talking picture, the automobile, just a fad. Until it became an integral part of our lives. The internet, and social media as part of that, is much the same. It's a fad until the point where it ultimately and dramatically changes our lives. Surely we've learned by now that there comes a time when a new technology ceases to be a fad and becomes a fact of life. For social media, now is that time. This doesn't mean, of course, that you can't control your usage of social media. You still get to decide when, where, and whom you connect with. Opting out, though, is not an option. If you try, you'll be punished. You'll place yourself on the sidelines. You'll be less informed and less available to opportunities. It would be like opting out of using the telephone, radio, computer, television, or other useful tool. Of course, even with my plain speaking about social media and the effects that opting out can cause, I often get a lot of pushback from people. It's dumb. The people on social media are stupid. It rots your mind. It wastes your time. It has no value. Say what you like. I think that social media has proven its effectiveness for me and others. Do people use it for stupid things? Can they spend too much time there? Do they annoy other people? Sure, but then again, people do that in the face-to-face world too. Why should social media be any different? These are issues with the human race in general, not specifically social media. Over the years, I've tried to gently bring people along on this crazy journey that is technology, and specifically the internet. I've tried to show them the value and usefulness of new media, podcasting, and social media. We've now reached a time, though, when one must be blunt. I must be direct because you, or someone you know, needs to hear this message. Opting out of social media is no longer an option if you want to build the career you deserve. While there can be a few issues with using social media, the benefits to be had far outweigh them. At my own age of 47, I know that I have decades of my career ahead. I know that I can't ignore the power of social media any more than you can. For one final overdramatic flourish, opting out is like the caveman opting out of this dangerous new technology called fire. After all, it was only a fad. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welltried.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy career opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.